what I think you're driving at is something like, yes, it's true that Twitter banning Marjorie Taylor Greene's personal account for violating its terms of service is not like technically a First Amendment issue. But there's some of these companies are so big and so many people rely on them that it's just not enough to lean on like the narrow First Amendment legalistic definition of censorship.
Right, because it has almost no application to anything that we do. Almost everything that we do is protected first by the First Amendment, and the government isn't going to interfere in it, right? And so we exist with that sort of large umbrella protection. People like to point to it and say everything else is fine. But the majority of our lives, actually the real controller of speech are the tech companies, right?
Now,
and
yes.
that if we pretend like everything they do is fine as long as they don't violate the big umbrella thing, which they actually by definition can't do because they're all private companies that can do whatever they want, right?
Right.
Then you're essentially saying, well, they can do whatever that they want. Like that's the thing that frustrates me. And like you have to be able to talk about what are the speech norms within this sort of tech world that we live in now. And nobody seems to want to have that conversation on
yes.
the left. And like Marjorie Taylor, she's clearly somebody who is trying to get people to respond. Like she's trying to freak out liberals so that she goes viral on social media all the time, right?
Yeah.
I do think that it would be better if we all just like let her say stuff and ignored her. You know, like I think that that would be better than sort of allowing her to be this like martyr for the right all the time. And so like it makes me very mad.